Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Rozumienie ze słuchu. Poziom rozszerzony. Wysłuchaj dokładnie informacji dotyczących tej części egzaminu. Rozumienie ze słuchu trwa 25 minut i składa się z trzech zadań. Zadania te sprawdzają umiejętność rozumienia wypowiedzi rodzimych użytkowników języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz nagranie, które zawiera zarówno teksty, jak i instrukcje do wykonania zadań. Każdy tekst zostanie odtworzony dwa razy. Na płycie przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z treścią zadań oraz ich rozwiązanie, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz natomiast dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania zgodnie z poleceniami w trakcie słuchania tekstów oraz w trakcie trwania przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj uważnie polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
Those departing from Nottingham Airport today were caught up in long delays. At 11:45 this morning, a suspicious object was spotted in hand luggage by a guard. Armed police were immediately called and flights leaving the airport were stopped for 3 hours. An airport spokesman apologised for the delays but said people's safety was the priority.
Two. Thousands of passengers have been affected after Miles Travel, one of the UK's largest travel agencies, went bust. All charter flights carrying Miles Travel passengers have been cancelled. Holidaymakers in as many as 50 destinations across Europe, America and Africa have been stranded today after the tour operator declared bankruptcy in the early hours of the morning. Three.
A lorry has overturned on the M5 in Somerset just after coming out of a tunnel. The incident caused major traffic queues in the area. Firefighters were on the scene with specialist cleaning equipment to clear about 100 litres of diesel which leaked from the lorry. The junction was closed and diversions were put in place.
Four. Travel on the Eurotunnel was not possible last night as the emergency services practiced their response to a serious incident. About 200 staff, firefighters, ambulance workers and police officers from both sides of the channel joined forces in the evacuation exercise. It was based on a simulated fire on a train and involved a large number of casualties. Five.
As the spokesman for American Frontier announced, the company is going through turbulent times and must take urgent steps to avoid going out of business altogether. The news comes after three other domestic airlines went into liquidation earlier this month. Frontier maintains that it will continue to operate a full schedule of flights throughout the reorganization process.
Wysłuchaj tekstu do tego zadania jeszcze raz.
1.
Those departing from Nottingham Airport today were caught up in long delays. At 11:45 this morning, a suspicious object was spotted in hand luggage by a guard. Armed police were immediately called and flights leaving the airport were stopped for 3 hours. An airport spokesman apologized for the delays, but said people's safety was the priority.
2. Thousands of passengers have been affected after Miles Travel, one of the UK's largest travel agencies, went bust. All charter flights carrying Miles Travel passengers have been cancelled. Holidaymakers in as many as 50 destinations across Europe, America and Africa have been stranded today after the tour operator declared bankruptcy in the early hours of the morning. 3.
A lorry has overturned on the M5 in Somerset just after coming out of a tunnel. The incident caused major traffic queues in the area. Firefighters were on the scene with specialist cleaning equipment to clear about 100 litres of diesel which leaked from the lorry. The junction was closed and diversions were put in place.
4. Travel on the Eurotunnel was not possible last night as the emergency services practiced their response to a serious incident. About 200 staff, firefighters, ambulance workers and police officers from both sides of the channel joined forces in the evacuation exercise. It was based on a simulated fire on a train and involved a large number of casualties. 5.
As the spokesman for American Frontier announced, the company is going through turbulent times and must take urgent steps to avoid going out of business altogether. The news comes after 3 other domestic airlines went into liquidation earlier this month. Frontier maintains that it will continue to operate a full schedule of flights throughout the reorganization process.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie 5. Przeczytaj uważnie polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Most stories you hear on the radio or TV can really get you down. I mean, all they tell us about are terrorist attacks, murder, corruption or disease. But our station is different. Yesterday, I was hosting a phone-in programme about language use and I heard a very amusing story. It was about a policeman watching the traffic on a highway. He saw a brown delivery truck go by below the minimum speed limit. The truck belonged to UPS, you know, the company that delivers parcels. And the policeman felt that there was something odd about the truck, but he didn't know exactly what it was. So he followed it, and then suddenly he remembered. On the side of their trucks, UPS paints the slogan, "Synchronizing the world's commerce." Not brilliant, and certainly not catchy, but the policeman noticed that the word synchronizing was spelled with an I instead of a Y. That made him look at the truck with fresh eyes. He noticed that the license plate had a valid UPS truck number, but it seemed kind of homemade, so he decided to take action. And guess what happened when he was trying to pull the truck over? The driver left the car and ran away. That made the policeman really suspicious. No UPS truck driver would abandon a truck just for being pulled over. In the end, it turned out that the truck was fake, and instead of parcels, it was filled with almost a ton of drugs. The driver hasn't been found yet. What makes the story so wonderful is that the policeman noticed the incorrect spelling of synchronizing first. If you were producing a fake truck, shouldn't you check your spelling as well? That's an important lesson for everybody. Maybe all those people who say they don't need to learn grammar or spelling because the computer will do it for you are not right after all.
Wysłuchaj tekstu do tego zadania jeszcze raz.
Most stories you hear on the radio or TV can really get you down. I mean, all they tell us about are terrorist attacks, murder, corruption or disease. But our station is different. Yesterday, I was hosting a phone-in program about language use, and I heard a very amusing story. It was about a policeman watching the traffic on a highway. He saw a brown delivery truck go by below the minimum speed limit. The truck belonged to UPS, you know, the company that delivers parcels. And the policeman felt that there was something odd about the truck, but he didn't know exactly what it was. So he followed it, and then suddenly he remembered. On the side of their trucks, UPS paints the slogan, "Synchronizing the world's commerce." Not brilliant, and certainly not catchy, but the policeman noticed that the word synchronizing was spelled with an I instead of a Y. That made him look at the truck with fresh eyes. He noticed that the license plate had a valid UPS truck number, but it seemed kind of homemade, so he decided to take action. And guess what happened when he was trying to pull the truck over? The driver left the car and ran away. That made the policeman really suspicious. No UPS truck driver would abandon a truck just for being pulled over. In the end, it turned out that the truck was fake, and instead of parcels, it was filled with almost a ton of drugs. The driver hasn't been found yet. What makes the story so wonderful is that the policeman noticed the incorrect spelling of synchronizing first. If you were producing a fake truck, shouldn't you check your spelling as well? That's an important lesson for everybody. Maybe all those people who say they don't need to learn grammar or spelling because the computer will do it for you are not right after all.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie szóste. Przeczytaj uważnie polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce Dr. Benjamin Carson, a talented neurosurgeon. Our guest is here to share with you the story of his success. Dr. Carson, you say you never really considered anything other than medicine. So when did you first think of becoming a doctor?
I remember one day I was sitting with my mum in the hallway at Detroit City Hospital, and we were waiting to collect my blood test results. Suddenly we heard an announcement, "Dr. Jones, Dr. Jones," to the emergency room. And my mum said, "Maybe one day they'll say, Dr. Carson." It sounded so unrealistic, but at the same time so fabulous, and I thought, why not?
Why do you say it sounded unrealistic?
We lived in a poor inner-city single-parent home. In primary school, I was perhaps the worst student ever. All my classmates and teachers agreed, and my nickname was Dummy. My mother was terrified. She knew what a difficult life she had, with only a third-grade education, trying to raise two sons with no resources. She saw me and my brother heading down the same path, and she just didn't know what to do. And then one day she came up with the idea of putting us on the reading program at the public library. We had to show her the books we brought from the library every week, read them, and submit written book reports to her. She couldn't read, but we didn't know that because she'd put a check mark on them and act as if she was reading them.
Was your mother's idea successful?
I hated it for the first several weeks because we had to stay in the house and read these books while our friends were playing outside. But then, all of a sudden, I started to enjoy it. We had no money, but between the covers of those books, I could go any place, be anybody, and do anything. And within a matter of a year and a half, I went from the bottom of the class to the top of the class, much to the consternation of the teachers and all those students who used to tease me and call me names. Today, I can say that was the real beginning of my career, and I'm grateful to my mum that she managed to make me who I am.
People often speak of brain surgery as the most challenging field of medicine. When did you first have the notion that you actually wanted to do this?
When I was in secondary school, I wanted to be a missionary doctor. Then, when I got into medical school, I initially opted for psychiatry. But gradually, I began to realise that it didn't seem to offer enough variety. And then I said to myself, well, in which area can you become an authority very quickly? And I thought, the brain, because nobody knows much about it. So it was towards the end of my first year that I decided that neurosurgery was the ideal field for me. And now I know I was right.
Thank you for coming to the studio.
Wysłuchaj tekstu do tego zadania jeszcze raz.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce Dr. Benjamin Carson, a talented neurosurgeon. Our guest is here to share with you the story of his success. Dr. Carson, you say you never really considered anything other than medicine. So when did you first think of becoming a doctor?
I remember one day I was sitting with my mum in the hallway at Detroit City Hospital, and we were waiting to collect my blood test results. Suddenly we heard an announcement, "Dr. Jones, Dr. Jones," to the emergency room. And my mum said, "Maybe one day they'll say, Dr. Carson." It sounded so unrealistic, but at the same time so fabulous, and I thought, why not?
Why do you say it sounded unrealistic?
We lived in a poor inner-city single-parent home. In primary school, I was perhaps the worst student ever. All my classmates and teachers agreed, and my nickname was Dummy. My mother was terrified. She knew what a difficult life she had, with only a third-grade education, trying to raise two sons with no resources. She saw me and my brother heading down the same path, and she just didn't know what to do. And then one day she came up with the idea of putting us on the reading program at the public library. We had to show her the books we brought from the library every week, read them, and submit written book reports to her. She couldn't read, but we didn't know that because she'd put a check mark on them and act as if she was reading them.
Was your mother's idea successful?
I hated it for the first several weeks because we had to stay in the house and read these books while our friends were playing outside. But then, all of a sudden, I started to enjoy it. We had no money, but between the covers of those books, I could go any place, be anybody, and do anything. And within a matter of a year and a half, I went from the bottom of the class to the top of the class, much to the consternation of the teachers and all those students who used to tease me and call me names. Today, I can say that was the real beginning of my career, and I'm grateful to my mum that she managed to make me who I am.
People often speak of brain surgery as the most challenging field of medicine. When did you first have the notion that you actually wanted to do this?
When I was in secondary school, I wanted to be a missionary doctor. Then, when I got into medical school, I initially opted for psychiatry. But gradually, I began to realise that it didn't seem to offer enough variety. And then I said to myself, well, in which area can you become an authority very quickly? And I thought, the brain, because nobody knows much about it. So it was towards the end of my first year that I decided that neurosurgery was the ideal field for me. And now I know I was right.
Thank you for coming to the studio.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął. Sprawdź, czy wszystkie rozwiązania zostały przeniesione na kartę odpowiedzi. Następnie przystąp do wykonywania pozostałych zadań.